This is KCUR 89.3. The Folk Alliance International Conference wrapped up Sunday with a packed performance by British singer-songwriter Billy Bragg. He's known for his leftist politics and for blending folk, punk, and protest. KCUR's Laura Spencer met up with Bragg a few hours before his show in a suite at the Westin Hotel overlooking the Liberty Memorial and Union Station.
In the conversations that you've had with other artists and in your talks, what's your sense of the mood of artists, how they're feeling today?
The political situation in your country and my country has made people think a lot more about the culture of resistance. And although music no longer has the vanguard role that it had in the 20th century, it still is capable of bringing people together. So folk music particularly is a repository of memory, our intangible cultural heritage that we have. I was trying to talk about that yesterday in my keynote and send people away aware that that we're a movement, we're a tradition, but we're also, you know, in some ways in musical culture, we're one of the points in the lance.
One of the things that you said that music can make you feel like you're not alone. And you mentioned in particular when you attended the Clash concerts when you were in the late 1970s. And I wonder if you can just talk a little bit about how that struck you then and then the way that the music can kind of create that sense of solidarity today.
We know music is really powerful and can move people, but you also have to admit it doesn't have agency. Only the audience can change the world, not the artist. But that doesn't mean that it doesn't have a certain power, and how does it work? And I thought back to my experience at Rock Against Racism. I was working in an office environment at the time was quite racist, casually homophobic and sexist. I was the office junior, so I didn't say anything. But going to that gig, it kind of gave me the courage of my convictions. But it wasn't the Clash that did that. It was being in the audience. It was seeing 100,000 kids just like me who believed in the anti-racist cause that made me go back to work on Monday morning and stand up for what I believed in. So that being my experience, I've got some objective evidence of how music can make a difference. And I try to do that every night. I try to offer people a different perspective and to create a community briefly in the room. Some nights it kind of happens organically because something's happened that day. Other nights I have to strive to do it. But I think that's what we're in the business of doing. Anybody who makes art, really, the main reason for doing it is because you've got a different perspective you want to offer whatever art it is you're making. And that's certainly what I'm trying to do when I write a song.
When your latest album, Railroad Songs, it's interesting kind of having this perspective, kind of overlooking, I don't know if you've been able to hear the trains going by.
The railway station, it's a beautiful acoustic sound. Joe Henry and I, we could have a good old sing-song down there, yeah.
Well, one of the things that I'd read that you had very limited amount of time, you had 20 to 30 minutes, the train would stop and you would get off and you would record. And I wonder if that's changed maybe the way that you think of either performance or recording, you know, having to kind of get it down in that moment.
Well, it certainly reminds me of the way that Woody used to record and people like Robert Johnson recorded, you know, two or three takes straight to acetate. You had to nail it. You only got that little bit of time. And that's how we were, you know, we had to find a space that was still in view of the train so we could keep an eye on the status of the train for when it was leaving, set up a couple of ribbon microphones into a laptop, and then fire up a few versions, you know, fire up a couple of songs and get a feel for the acoustics of the room and try and nail it and then jump back on the train. It kept it very exciting.
There's been a lot of conversations during the conference about kind of the idea of protest song. And I wonder if, you know, if you had to define it, how you would define it.
Most protest songs are too much protest, not enough song. People need to spend a little bit more time on the tune because it's the tune that gets into your heart rather than in your ear like a conversation. So try not to, you know, put everything all the things you feel angry about into one song and make sure that the chorus is singable. And all songs are protest songs, you know. I'm a protest songwriter in that I write songs about the things that pee me off. So that can be relationships, can be politics, can be the weather, can be my football team. You know, it's all of it is protest music.
It's like a big folk club here. It's amazing, isn't it? Come gather round, people, wherever you roam. And admit that the waters around you have grown, and accepted that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. for the climate is obviously changing. But the man in the White House says no one's to blame, and the times, they are a-changing back.
That was Billy Bragg with The Times They Are A-Changing Back, his new version of the Bob Dylan protest song, recorded at the Kansas City Folk Festival. Bragg spoke with KCUR's Laura Spencer.